One day after Governor Andrew Cuomo arranged a meeting with some state lawmakers and Catholic Church leaders to promote the education tax credit, the measure seemed to be losing support among Assembly Democrats. Some Democrats say they are angered by tactics used by backers of the plan, which has included picketing their offices. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Cuomo's bill would allow donors to give up to $1 million to private school scholarship funds and public after-school programs. In exchange, they'd receive a credit of $750,000 on their taxes. The leaders of the Catholic Church, which runs hundreds of schools in the state, backed the measure. And church leaders, including Cardinal Timothy Dolan, were invited to a lunch at the governor's mansion to try to persuade legislators who have not yet signed on to the bill. Cardinal Dolan says he thinks it was a success.
I sure enjoyed it and benefited from it. And from what the participants were kind enough to say, so did they. So, hallelujah.
But he admits no minds were immediately changed, though there was talk of some compromises. Senate Republicans, who are in charge in the Senate, have already approved a similar version of the bill. But there's opposition among some Assembly Democrats. Speaker Carl Hastie says the measure won't come to the floor for a vote unless there is enough support among Democrats alone to back the bill. That means 76 yes votes among Democrats in the 150-member chamber. Speaker Hastie, who met with Cardinal Dolan one-on-one, says the backing still is not there.
It still is a very, very difficult subject in the conference.
Hastie characterized some members' opposition as a core principle for some Democrats, and he says he won't ask them to go against their core beliefs to vote for any measure. At least one Assembly member, Ron Kim of Queens, has changed his mind. He's now withdrawn his support for the bill. Kim says he no longer thinks it's the right priority and that there needs to be more focus on fully funding public schools first.
I signed up to protect our public schools, not to just a portion of our community.
An order by the state's highest court several years ago required billions more dollars be spent on struggling schools, but that decision has never been fulfilled. Kim says he was not swayed by the teachers' unions who oppose the education tax credit, but he says he does believe that teachers were not well treated in the recently enacted state budget, which also included strict new performance evaluation rules for public school teachers.
Public school teachers felt targeted, and rightfully so, where they're held to a different accountability system than the other school systems in our state, where more kids are being pushed to being taught to the test and held to a different standard than the private schools and other schools in our school in our state. I feel like this legislation doesn't really help.
Other assembly members say they are angered about tactics used by the pro-education tax credit forces. Mailers went out to constituents of targeted assembly members, including Patricia Fahey of Albany and Linda Rosenthal, who represents Manhattan's Upper West Side. Rosenthal says people in her district called her to complain about them, and she says the mailings are deceptive and dishonest.
By insinuating to my constituents that I'm a crook and I'm voting myself a raise and that I'm depriving children of educational resources is a lie. It just makes me and others scornful of them.
Teachers and students from a local Catholic school said they plan to picket outside Rosenthal's New York City office Tuesday afternoon. The groups had already targeted another assemblywoman's offices earlier in the week. Rosenthal, who learned of the event from a reporter, says she does not think the protesters will accomplish their aims.
To do a protest in front of my office in New York City when I'm up here in Albany is foolish and a waste of their time.
Rosenthal says she'd be happy to talk to the teachers and their students if they want to come to her office when the session is over for the week and she returns. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.